What you missed on Midday with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. Now, the prevailing ideas of money and money management keep most of us trapped with money problems. That's according to Jerome Tan, who's founder of PIP Holdings. Jerome went through being a bankrupt in 1997 to being discharged in 3 years to owning 20 companies today. So how can we take a different view on money in order not to be trapped? Jerome joins us today to tell us more. Hello, Jerome. Good morning.
First of all, thank you for inviting me here.
Thanks for coming. We are very interested in the lessons you've learned. It seems like you've been to the extreme and back.
Yep.
And with great success as well. How did it happen?
Okay, I got bankrupt in 1999. That was because I started a business in 1997 and I started a business in 1996 and I lost all my money in the 1997 crisis, right?
The Asian financial crisis.
Yes, okay. Asian financial crisis. Then I started to go and learn from people like Robert Kiyosaki. So I learned a different concept about money. And one of the things that I learned is that if you don't chase after money, right? You have to think how to add value to people, add value to this planet, right? And the money will come to you. So that's one of the concepts that I learned, right? And what I like about Robert Kiyosaki is that he's able to make complex things simple for people to understand.
What kind of complex things?
For example,
the question of
assets.
The universe. Oh, I see.
No,
financial
about assets,
things.
Assets, okay. Liability. And simple things like assets is something that put money in your pocket.
Okay.
Right? So before you buy anything, you ask yourself, is this going to be my asset or is this going to be a liabilities?
Okay.
Which is taking money out of my pocket. So it's a very simple concept. So before you invest in anything, you just have to ask yourself that question.
In a simplistic form, a liability may actually be your home.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Or your car.
Yes.
Well, car is quite common to be thought of as a liability because the day you buy it, it starts to depreciate already.
Yes.
But I've heard the home been called a good liability.
Yes. Yes.
So how do we wrap our heads around that? That's our concept of money. Most people would have that sort of idea.
Right.
Much as my home is a liability, it is a good one. Because at least it provides me with shelter. It provides me with a certain feeling of accomplishment.
Yes, you need a home anyway, so you can either rent it or you can buy it. And I think, especially in Singapore, over time, you will definitely appreciate.
So do you feel that Kiyosaki opened your eyes to how you were seeing money? Did it change how you saw money?
Yes, it changed a
lot.
What
did you think about money before? Were you chasing it?
Yeah, I was chasing it. I was just chasing money. And when I started to think how I can add more value to more people, that's where things started to change. So when you think how to add value to others, but before you add value to others, first of all, you got to add value to yourself. That means you got to go in and learn. You got to learn things like marketing, things like sales, you know, and skills. Acquire the skills so that people will want to know more from you. So when you are able to teach people and add value to others, that's where people are willing to pay you.
How does this translate into these kinds of concepts translate into running a business?
Business is just, you just think your business, how can you add value to people? For example, you buy a piece of land, right? And then you develop it. And you come up with interesting concepts and ideas. You create something that people want. Right? And people will just come and buy things from you.
That sounds very simple, Jerome, but
it's actually very simple, not complex.
Okay, let's ask the how question then. How do we do that? How do we find something that could be of value to someone else?
Right. For example, we bought a piece of land in Western Australia in a small city like it's Geraldton. I bought it 4 years ago. We got news that they're going to upgrade the airport to international airport, from domestic to international airport. And I said, okay, what can we do? And I went to see the mayor and he says, if you can build Chinatown, you'll be good, right? And they want to attract Chinese tourists, right? So because they have the spending power. So when you attract the tourists there, you will create jobs for the people because there will be businesses. And when you create jobs for people, that's adding value. right? And when you add value, when you develop the land, the Chinatown, and I'm going to build an international school there as well, and also hotels and all that. So when you, because the land is nothing, it's just farmland. So you get it converted to commercial and mixed development. You develop it, you create something that is unique, right? And then you attract the people there. So when you attract people there, businesses will flourish. And then you will create jobs. And this is how you add more value to more people.
It sounds like, though, Jerome, you have the advantage of having the means to do something like this.
Oh, when you bought the land, I don't have the money.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what did you buy with sunshine and unicorn?
No, you just have to think how to find the money.
Okay.
So you just have to think how to find the money, leverage, you know. And actually, this is what I learned from Robert many years ago. He said, if there's something you desire, if you say, I can't afford it, your mind shuts, nothing will happen.
Okay.
If you ask, how can I afford it? Your mind will be intelligent enough to search for the money.
You've also talked about how ego can be the biggest barrier to yes. success, to becoming rich. Explain that to us.
Okay, basically, a lot of people, they just refuse to change. Right. So, for example, if you have a skills, your skill may be outdated. So if you think that, I'm good enough, you know, I don't need to learn more things, you know, and that's the ego. You know, the biggest obstacles to learning is ego. So you have that ego that I already know everything. Right. That's expensive. But if you are humble enough to say, hey, I think there's more for me to learn. And I've met a lot of rich people and they're very humble. They're willing to learn. You know, you can't know everything. So there's always something new to learn. So you see, like companies like Kodak, you know, they so-called refuse to change, right? And then
suffer the consequences, obviously. Yeah.
Obsolete. So same thing with human beings. So that's why I constantly believe in upgrading myself, learning new things, right? So now there's, you know, there's Bitcoin out there, cryptocurrency. You know, you may not want to invest. You don't need to invest in it, but at least you know what is happening in this world.
Ah, right? Okay. Do not save for a rainy day. Oh, that's something that people have embraced throughout time.
Yeah.
20% of my pay must go into savings, etc. And rainy day, we don't know unforeseen circumstances, etc. But you have a different idea when it comes to this particular concept.
Yeah, and that's because it's the thing called law of attraction.
Okay.
Law of attraction. So if you are saving for rainy days, even there's no rainy day, you will come because you attracted it, right?
Mm.
So if you...
Self-fulfilling prophecy,
yes,
huh?
Self-fulfilling okay. prophecy. So you just have to have a positive mindset and think of the... Okay, I'm going to use my money, save it, invest it, you know, for investment, right?
Mm,
and grow my money.
Some people are risk averse, though, Jerome, and feel cautious, or Singaporeans tend to be more pragmatic.
So for me, two things. When I invest in something, two things will happen. Either I succeed or I learn. So
okay.
both I win, right? That means if you lose the money, to me, it's a lesson. So I will ask myself, how can I do it better the next time? So if you have that mindset, you are not afraid to take some risk. Of course, if you educate yourself, so I think the biggest risk is ignorance. Yeah, risk is caused by ignorance. If you know how to do certain things, right, the risk, you minimize your risk. And if you do not know how to do it, learn from somebody who had been there, done it.
Sometimes it's a case of there's no time.
Find the time. There is always time. You know?
Sound like my mother, Jerome. But these are age-old concepts that perhaps we've forgotten.
Yeah, I think it's about delayed gratification. So when I went broke, I tell myself, okay, no holidays for the next few years. You know, whatever time I have, I'm going to spend upgrading myself. So I bought a lot of self-development books. I started reading, you know, upgrade myself, attended a lot of seminar. Okay, I just focus on that. And when I had the value, and when you have all this knowledge and all that, you'll find that there'll be a lot of people wanting to meet you. Yeah, and you get, you know, funny thing in life, when you got nothing, nobody buy you lunch. But when you produce the results and because you have the value to give, people will buy you lunch, you know, and you get a lot of free things, especially when you're rich.
Tell us how we can get out of our comfort zones. As the name suggests, it's comfortable. Some might call it a rut, but still, it's comfortable.
It's not easy. It's not easy, okay? And if you want to be a swimming champion like Joseph Schooling, you go and ask him, what do I have to do
put in the
to
work.
Be a champion? And he will tell you, you have to do this and do that, you know? And I will tell you, majority of people will not do it. Will not do it. They just, okay, that's tough. You know, so it depends on the why, your compelling reason. Your compelling reason, what do you want to achieve? Yeah. So right now, I have a big goal, and that is to create the second Gold Coast of Australia.
Okay.
Right. And sometimes if you want to have a big dreams, it's easier to do because it's easier to find followers. Yeah. So I have a group of agents helping me to do that in China. Right. And the agent told me, he says, because you want to build the second Gold Coast, it's a big enough dream for me to follow you. If you have a small dream, I won't be with you. Okay, so you actually attract people, good people who have big dreams. You know?
That's also quite a difficult concept to wrap your head around. People often think small. They feel their lives are small. So how then can I be presumptuous or lion open the mouth big, as the Chinese might say, to dream big?
I think you got to have a big dream so that when you wake up, you're excited, you're enthusiastic. If your goal is to hope that your boss will give you a $10 raise this year.
No one hopes that, Jerome.
Yeah,
come
but
on.
But if you hope that, and I think you better go back to sleep, right? Yeah. But if you have big dreams and you get excited and you want to do something about it, makes you excited, you know?
Yeah. If you're in the position already of being a business owner, perhaps facing some challenging times in our disruptive age today, what sort of advice could you give them in terms of changing their mindsets? Because it really all starts with ourselves before it can trickle down, say, to the rank and file and the rest of my staff.
Right. I think changing your mindset, one of the experts that can help you with that is Anthony Robbins. Yeah, I just came back from Keynes attending a 5-day program with him in Keynes called Date with Destiny. You can really help you how you change your mindset about things. And it's very, very powerful. So if you think you can't, you can't. Yeah. So it may sound easy, but I think there's a deeper meaning inside that. And there's no right or wrong to do things. Basically, if you walk between two rows of people, one group will say you walk from left to right. The other group will say you walk from right to left, right? So who is right, who is wrong? So it depends on your experience in the past. So if you fail in something, doesn't mean it will fail the next time. So I learned the past does not equal the future. So you have to find another way. So never give up in life.
People who have attended these kinds of courses, of course, at that point, feel motivated and charged up and everything, but it's hard to sort of keep yourself motivated. You leave Cairns, you come back to Singapore, and you're faced with the day-to-day again.
You got to keep putting positive things into your mind by reading positive stuff, you know, watching positive videos and things like that. It's ongoing. You cannot be one time and then it's fixed for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's chop wood, carry water, right?
Yeah. In fact, there are some people who go there and start looking at the negative side of the program and they come up with nothing, right? So for me, I'll rather look on the positive side and ask myself, okay, how can I do this? Yeah, and it works for me, yeah.
Being precise about how we feel, that's also a challenge too. There's feeling good, there's feeling happy, there's feeling sad, there's disappointment, etc. How can we be more precise about knowing when is it just a fleeting passing thing, and when is it true contentment and happiness?
Yeah, actually, we have a choice in life. We have the choice to look at whether the glass is half full or half empty. We have that choice. Okay, so for example, if you have an accident, right? If you get angry, upset, your car will not fix itself. So if I have an accident, I just tell myself, I think it's time to donate some money to the mechanic's family. You know, so it makes you, it's the same event. You have a choice to look at things differently.
Speaking of choices, before we go, Jerome, here is the question for you. If you saw a $50 note and a $10 note on the ground, which would you pick up?
Both.
Excellent. A man after my own heart. Jerome Tan is founder of PIP Holdings. Today he shared his story of how he became bankrupt, was discharged in 3 years, and today is about to build the new Gold Coast. Jerome, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for inviting me.